Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala eşrefil enbiye vel mürselin Muhammedun Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve aleyhi ve sellem. Tesliben kesiren kesire. Femme abadu. Allah subhanahu teala zelle in şekertum la zidennekum ve le in kafertum inna azabi le şedid. Allah subhanahu teala said, the one who thanks me, I will increase my blessing upon him, and the one who is ungrateful, he should beware of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today I am leaving here for back home, leaving Nigeria for Dubai, and then inshallah 2 days later to Hyderabad. And I want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu for a wonderful program of a little over a week. We arrived here last week in Abuja. We did a two-day Sira Solution workshop in Abuja. And after that, there was a lecture on connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in An-Nur, which is a educational institution and a very beautiful masjid in Abuja. Then we moved to Kaduna. In Kaduna, we had a Quran excellence workshop, which was attended by ulama. And then we had a tarbiyah workshop for parents and teachers. And then we had finally the two-day Sira Solution workshop in Kaduna. Alhamdulillah, what struck me once again is something that struck me the first time that I was here in Nigeria 2 years ago for the LEC, and that is the quality of people. I'm speaking from my two hats. One is as an expert in hiring people. I have a book on this called Hiring Winners. And I have hired people, many people over the years, both directly for myself as well as for others. I was for many years, and of course I consider myself still there because nobody has kicked me out yet, on GE's panel of consultants for vetting senior positions. So people joining GE at the level of general manager, vice president and above, sometimes are sent to external consultants to give a report on them before they are seen by the actual hiring manager. I am one of those people. In my book, I have talked about the whole process of hiring, behavioral interviewing, my own tool on this. So this is an area of expertise of mine, of hiring people. So it's almost a second instinct in me to assess people as I meet them, deal with them, and so on and so forth. And my second area of expertise that I'm talking about today is that of leadership development and training, which alhamdulillah now I have done from 1985 onwards. And in both of these, with both of these hats, I have trained people, I have worked with people in three continents, in the Americas, North and South America, in Africa, and in Asia. I have worked with people of multiple nationalities, multiple religions, multiple cultures. And when I talk about the quality of participants in a workshop or in a training program, I can say without hesitation that in my experience until now, in all these years, the best people that I have come across are in Nigeria. Best in terms of their commitment to learning, their dedication, as expressed by the fact that they are completely and totally punctual on the dot, that they stay in the workshop to the end, that when they are asked to participate, they participate with complete enthusiasm, great sincerity, lots of energy. And this is irrespective of their own station in life. I have seen people here who have attended my workshops, who are university professors, people who have written many books, people who head companies. We had one lady who was the general manager of MTN. We had several business owners. We had, as I said, professors. Ulama, I have never seen ulama qualified from Medina, qualified from Umm al-Qura, qualified from the Darul Uloom in Niger, qualified from Sudan, who are in a Quran teaching workshop working with such sincerity, humility and dedication. Never in my life. Alhamdulillah, I've had the pleasure and honor of working with ulama in many countries and with some top ulama organizations and associations. So I'm not talking about just an odd madrasa teacher here and there. And alhamdulillah, they have my experiences have always been positive. But this one stands out. Similarly, quality in terms of responses. So when we do in a workshop formation, we give them exercises to do and so on, and then we ask them for responses. The quality of responses stand out. It shows, one, that people have put their hearts and minds into what they were doing, which means that they have thought about something. They're not just speaking out of the top of their hats. And second thing is that in terms of their articulation, in terms of their expression, English is obviously a first language here, so they speak fluently. But apart from the language, I mean, the level of understanding, the level of speaking, once again, it stands out. As far as commitment to work standards is concerned, in all these years, 2 years and several workshops and so on, I have yet to remind somebody to do something. Just telling somebody once is enough. They carry out the job perfectly. You don't have to tell them a second time. In some cases, the first time I told them was 2 years ago. This time I didn't even have to tell them because I just said, just do it like the other workshop and that's it. They've done it. They write things down, they document them, they remember them, they carry them out to a level of excellence. A special mention, I must mention names. We're staying here in Fifth Chakar. We have Lamine Jarju, Senegalese Muslim, fluent in English and French, who is the chef and the overall boss man here. He says, on Monday I say I want breakfast at 7:30. 7:30 on the dot, he's here. The next day I say I have a little bit more time, so I say I want breakfast at 8 o'clock. You can set your clock by Lamine's appearance. So 8 o'clock on the dot, he's here. Along with him is his colleague Gloria. She waits at the tables. She is also overall in charge. Once again, the whole demeanor, the friendliness, the efficiency, the big smiles on their faces. I have yet to see a Nigerian without a smile. Big smiles. And you can see that it comes from the heart. The smile, you can see the smile in the eyes. You can see that the smile is straight from the heart. There's no hypocrisy, there is no putting on, there is no pretense about this. Respectful attitude, really I think, the world should be sent here to learn how to raise children who are like this. Very, very respectful, adab. And if you look at qualifications and so on, many of them, or at least a lot of them who come to my workshops and so on, are people who have a very high quality education in Nigeria as well as abroad. So people who have studied in England, people who have studied in other European countries, big universities, but that does not take away from them their roots to their culture, to their tradition, and to the adab which they have learned from here. I don't need to mention the two ladies who are the heart and soul of this, Sister Fatima Hamza and Aisha Atta. At some level you expect a level of excellence from people like that, and we get more than that from them. They are the, I remember Mufti Menk was the man, my very good friend and my teacher, who recommended both Nigeria and Sister Fatima Hamza to me 2 years ago, when the first invitation or the first inquiry about LEC was raised. And I had never been here and I had never seen anything and so on. And Mufti Menk was the one who recommended, and alhamdulillah, his recommendation is extremely sound. So Fatima Hamza and Sister Aisha, very, very, not just efficient, but thoughtful in the sense of, it's like when I come here, my wife and I, it's like being in our family. It's not even friends. It goes deeper than that. And to see that it's not as if we have been here for the last 50 years. It's just 2 years. But despite that, I think it's not so much the number of years, it's the quality of interaction which really counts, because there are many people who you know for many, many years, and all you encounter is more and more hypocrisy. But they're not here. This is absolute sincerity. So these two people, I'm saying that, you know, alhamdulillah, that's a different level. But take all the others. There is Sister Hadiza, Sister Faiza, the people who are responsible here in Kaduna for organizing the Seerah Solution Workshop, down to the minutest detail, down to the food, the presentation, the tables, the setting, the what's on the tables, hot water and green tea for me when I'm sitting and talking, the mics, the arrangements, everything. I mean, the level of dedication, the level of commitment, and they're always there. There's no time that you have to go looking for them. They're always there before I get in there. I mean, this is one of the very few places where you find people who are organizing and who are participants. In some cases, who've come from long distances, who are there before you. I mean, usually, today we are in a world where the teacher has to wait for the students, not here. Then we have, I must mention, engineer Bashir Ahmadu from Kanu. So he came, I think it's 100 and something, 150 kilometers away. He came here with his family for the workshop, as well as for the Quran excellence, because he's also an alim from Medina. The kind of helpfulness of the man, I mean, he is also technically highly savvy and highly competent. He's an engineer himself, he's an alim, he's an engineer, he's a teacher. And this is not unique. I mean, there are other people like this who are engineers, who have so-called, you know, secular scientific qualifications, as well as they are qualified in Islam. And so they are earning a living based on their other qualification, and they don't make money out of Islam. That's the beauty. This is what I keep saying all the time, that we must develop people like this. So there is Bashir. There is Hamza himself, who's like a son to me. Very studied again in the UK. He's also an engineer. He participated in the LEC, he came again for this workshop here, and he's been ferrying us back and forth from Fifth Chakra to Kaduna. Again, absolutely punctual, very respectful, full of energy, full of life, and to me the biggest virtue is reliability, and the biggest crime is inconsistency, and that is something I don't see here. I do not see inconsistency. People deliver what they tell you that they will deliver. We have Jamilu Kwande, who we first met when I came here for the LEC. Right from the door of the plane, back to the door of the plane. I mean, Jamilu to me represents Nigeria. If there is no Jamilu, there is no Nigeria. The kind of thoughtfulness, the kindness, the helpfulness, really, subhanAllah, I think it's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala individually by name for all of these people. Then this year, we had the video, the TV team from MultiChoice. Thanks to my very dear friend Imtiaz Bhai Patel from South Africa, who's the boss man for that. So we had this MultiChoice team, which was Tola and Femi from Lagos. And they were with us in Abuja as well as in Kaduna. Now these are film production people. Femi is the photographer, and Tola is the editor and the production manager. Their dedication to work was something which everybody commented on. Because in Abuja, where we were, the workshop, the lot of people, the hall was not very big. So Femi literally stood for 6 hours on both of these days, because there wasn't enough, but there was place for him to, he could have just set up the camera on a stand, because I was sitting in one place, so he really didn't need to move. But his whole commitment to quality was such that it's unbelievable, and he was standing and throughout. An amusing incident is that in the masjid in An-Nur, both Tola and Femi are not Muslim, but Femi actually looks Muslim because he's got a nice beard as well. So in the masjid, they set up the camera, and my lecture was from Maghrib to Isha. So now in Salatul Maghrib, before the lecture, the camera and all is set up, and Femi stands with the saf. And now I didn't know all this. Later Jamilu told me this, but I was in the front, obviously, in the first saf. So when they are praying, there's Femi standing in the middle, and he is not praying, obviously, because he is not a Muslim. So he was sitting there, and he had his laptop open in front of him, and he is, you know, editing something or looking at the lecture video of the previous days. And on either side of him, there are people praying. Now, Jamilu, once the salah finished, Jamilu said that I said to Femi, inshallah, one day you will also pray. And Femi smiled, and the people beside him also smiled. But what strikes me is that obviously this was a very peculiar situation where in a masjid, people don't know that this man is not a Muslim. He looks Muslim, as I said. And in the middle of the saf, he's sitting there, he's not praying. But the beauty of it is that nobody hammers him, nobody beats him, nobody curses him, you know, nobody says anything. People are still polite, people are still, obviously they got an explanation when Jamilu spoke about this. But even without that, they were very tolerant and acceptance of these people. So Tola and Femi, fantastic. I mean, absolutely, I cannot even, if somebody gave me a list of requirements of people who, when they are on an assignment of filming, what they should do, well, I couldn't possibly put anything in that list that these two didn't do. So I think MultiChoice has got, at least, if these two people are a sample of the quality of people in MultiChoice, then I think MultiChoice is a great company, because amazing quality of people, absolutely fantastic. I hope I haven't missed out anybody by name in my narrative here, I'm just saying that one is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing to say, that all that I saw in Nigeria here is possible in any country, provided we have people who take pride in themselves. The thing that strikes me is the fact that the people I encountered here, these Nigerian people, are people who take pride in themselves. They take pride in their identity. They have respect for themselves. And so they behave in a way which enables others also to respect them. Whereas in other places, and I'm not going to name countries and people, I think those who are listening to this will know who I'm talking about. In other places, we, frankly, in my opinion, there are people who have no self-respect. And so because they don't have self-respect, they behave in a way in which others cannot respect them. So they are inconsistent, they don't deliver on promises, they say something, they do something else, they constantly need to be reminded, and they don't feel any sense of shame that somebody has to remind them to do something which they committed to do in the first place. Now, what's the point of commitment if you're saying that you will do something by such and such a time and you don't do that and you don't turn up and you don't say anything? Then what is the value of your word? And if you have no value for your own word, how do you expect anyone else to respect you? But that is how the world unfortunately is. But alhamdulillah, I am most grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah shows me another picture of the world which is not like this. So alhamdulillah, once again I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu for enabling me to come to this beautiful country and to do this work. The barakah of the sunnah of Rasulullah is visible everywhere, including, for example, take the issue of my book, Seerah is the Answer, which in Hyderabad we printed this book and it was available in the workshop. Here, we were not able to print the book, so the book was available on Amazon. In Hyderabad, the book cost 200 Indian rupees. On Amazon, it's a lot more expensive. But the number of people who ordered this book and they had the book with them in the workshop. And that is despite the fact that we sent, like we did in Hyderabad, we sent a free downloadable e-copy, e-book to everybody. So everyone had the free book. Despite that, there were a number of people who ordered it from Amazon. They got it from the UK site. They got it from the US site and they had the book with them. I mean, this shows the commitment to learning that people have. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So I'm very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for showing me this. And I'm very grateful to all of these people, those I have named and those I may have forgotten to name, not for any other reason, just that I forgot. Finally, I must name the two Nigerian police guards who are there with me. I don't think I am worth kidnapping, but my hosts here, and they seem to think otherwise. So I have two armed guards. There is Kabiru Abu Bakr and there is Jacob. The dedication of these policemen, now they are armed guards, they carry weapons, but they are with me 24 hours, and the dedication with which they are with me. And again, the demeanor, very cheerful, big smile on the face, absolutely, eye-opening. I mean, I work with police people in several countries. This is something unique. I think as far as Nigeria is concerned, the reason I'm saying it is because Nigeria always seems to get a bad rap from everywhere. Believe me, at least my experience is completely and totally different, alhamdulillah. I wish these people, I wish their country all the very best. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve all the goodness in it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove all the negativity that is there. And that also is there. There is the other side of it that we find. There are people who are doing stupid things. Unfortunately, some of them in the name of Islam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free the country from all such influences. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep them safe. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with them and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward all those who made a lot of effort, huge effort and investment in doing these workshops for the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their purpose and my purpose is the same, which is to introduce Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to every living, walking man and woman on the face of the earth. And that is why I am here, that is why they organize these programs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, and that's why we recorded all of this. Inshallah, this will also be on TV and so on. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spread this word and to introduce His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the whole world and all those in it, so that they understand that in the seerah, in the biography of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his way, in his sunnah, lies the solution for us in our world today. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.